Yes, a very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text my brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. Thank you very much. And a big hello and shout out and acknowledgement of our First Nation organisations and all our mob, our countrymen, our elders across this deadly country. Welcome back to National Talk Black. We're going to jump straight in, catch up with deadly sister Vanessa Lee Ahmed, social epidemiologist, and talk about what's behind COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy in Indigenous communities. Come to join me, Vanessa Lee Ahmed. Good morning. How are you, sister?
Hi, good morning, Trevor. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So my people from Yupungati, Cape York, Old Mapoon, and Mur, Murray Island, and the Torres Strait. And I'm very grateful to the Eastern Kakunyalanji land. Good. That I'm reciting on.
Beautiful. Thank you. Acknowledgement across the board there. Beautiful. Thank you very much. A social epidemiologist. I broke my jaw trying to pronounce that. What is that? What do you do? And you're based here in Cairns, I believe.
Yes, I am based in Cairns. I've just moved up to Cairns and I'm enjoying it.
Yes.
And reconnecting with country. Like a social epidemiologist, what I do is I'm able to look at data and look at numbers, and I'm able to translate that into different policies, different frameworks, different strategies. I've done a lot of work, and I still do a lot of work with the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services.
Yes.
Yeah, and I connect, so I do a lot of that cultural connection to make sure the arts and health interact and interplay, because well-being and wellness is connected through,
of course it is,
through the arts and how we create.
Yes.
And, and how that's measured in health. And just putting that all into policies and so, yeah, just that.
Beautiful, just that. Fantastic. You do a fantastic job and very important job. It's about communication with the so-called hierarchies, government, as you said, policies, what have you, in regard to our people and the space that we operate in as First Nation people in all facets, but also that protocol and that respect for culture, that's got to be at the table, and I'm picking that up from you as well.
Absolutely. If you don't have that understanding of how to work with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, why are you even here?
Exactly.
It's, it's not rocket science.
Hit it right between the eyes there, why are you here, if you aren't going to be open-minded for that learning and education to have that communication.
Well, that's exactly right, and understanding culture and how culture is right at the forefront of who we are and how we identify and what we do and everything we achieve and how we process and our understandings of moving forward in all the balances that we move in.
Exactly. And look, we need a balance for the world that we live in at the moment regarding COVID-19. And like I said, the topic here, what's behind COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy in Indigenous communities? Look, black and white, and the majority of our mob, First Nation people, are sitting on the fence regarding getting the vaccine. And big a shout out to our First Nation Health Organisation, doing a fantastic job. Like even Gandaja and Wuchopperin, just on the weekend, Wuchopperin had another vaccination day. The communication was deadly. People came through, over 300 people got vaccinated, but our mob is still sitting on the fence, and hesitancy is our conversation here. So bring you into that conversation. Why our mob, what's behind it?
Well, you've got to think about history too. And history plays a big part in everything, all the decisions we make. And when you look at Queensland has that history of the Dogit communities. We have that whole, so much control. Look at that Jogi Bjelke-Petersen era, which was so incredibly racist. And At the first...
It's not too long ago either.
Oh, it's not.
No, that's right, sister.
I'm 50 and I'm telling you, too long ago. I know. And, you look at when they first released the AstraZeneca vaccine, and the first people they offered to, in that lineup was Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. However, we're all reading in the paper about, Europe getting blood clots.
Yes.
And so, on one side of it, you're like, we're achieving that closing the gap strategy of literacy because we can all read now. But at the same time, now we actually understand what is going on and what is happening to us. And
we can question things now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we have that that opportunity to and that ability to. You know, it's becoming at a place where we're saying, you know what, this is actually isn't okay. This is, and we're becoming more aware of the racism that is imposed on our people.
So with the hesitancy, like I said, the communication, the knowledge, the education, that's why a lot of them are sitting on the fence. So we need to get that front and centre to help us with the decision we need to make regarding COVID-19 and vaccine.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And you know what? All I can say is go to your Aboriginal Medical Service.
Good.
Wood Chopperin, honestly, thank you, Wood Chopperin, for doing what you do. Thank you, Puna Pima. Thank you, all I think there's seven up here, seven sites. And so there's no excuse now. We should be all going in and getting the vaccine.
Or getting in and have that yarn anyway.
Yeah, that's right. And getting rid of that fear out of
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Yep.
You know?
And that's the hesitancy, the fear factor, you know? I always say false evidence appearing real, fear. But, you know, have that conversation,
but
have
it
that
is
yarn.
Real. But it is very real.
It is.
I went and had my vaccine up in Mossman Hospital back in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into the hospital and, you know what, I was really shocked because I followed that process. You know, you tick your name off, you go around the corner, they give you the needle, you go into the waiting room and you wait. And they monitor you till you're feeling better and you can leave. And then I was the only one sitting there. And the nurse never said a word to me. And about 5 minutes later, a Caucasian couple came and sat beside me. And the nurse went straight over to them.
Make your aunt see?
Yeah.
There you go.
And said straight out to them, like, this is, if you have any of these symptoms, let me know. If this is the QR code, can you scan it so Queensland Health can monitor you? And I said to the nurse, I said, excuse me, shouldn't you have said that to me? And she said, oh, I'm busy. I didn't have time for that. And I said, I was the only person sitting here. I said, what do you mean you're busy?
Stand back, wait your turn. I'm the only one sitting here.
Yeah, I was the only one sitting here. And she goes, no, I'm busy. I'm really busy. And I looked at her and I said, are you busy because I'm Aboriginal or are you busy because I'm a social epidemiologist in medicine?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Her reply?
Nothing.
Nothing, thank
she
you.
She could not answer.
Yeah,
she
thank
could
you.
Not answer. And I walked away and I thought, you know what? I'm someone who could speak up. What's happening to our mob?
This is 2021. This is back in June.
That's right.
This is 21st century.
3 months ago. 3 months ago. I know. And that's, you know, you ask why
people... And they wonder why.
Why our mobs are not going in.
Black people go off. There it is, my sister. So there's a prime example of what the world we're living in regarding this pandemic and the virus, but also racism at its best.
Oh, and right there in front of you.
Exactly, to you.
Yeah, and like this is, you know, and Mossman's not that regional.
No. Hello, and
so what's going
a lot
on
of
the
mob up there?
Yeah, a lot of
60,
mob up
60-70%
there.
Of mob, Mossman?
Yep.
First Nation?
Yep, and they're not, you know, and they, you know, there's nothing being done at the hospital to have cultural safe service delivery, cultural safe practice. You know, where's that?
Yes,
where are we witnessing that? You know, thank you for putting up a picture of an Aboriginal person, but let's get right down into the nitty-gritty of the system and start making it culturally safe for our people.
Not have a piece of Indigenous artist sitting on your wall.
Yeah.
I've done my bit, tick the box.
Yeah.
So there's a hesitancy in regard to communication, but our communication with our First Nation Health Organisation, look, A1 thumbs up, with other medical hospitals or, you know, what have you, step up to the plate.
Exactly.
You close that gap, you're behind the ball.
Yeah, be real.
Yeah,
you
be
know,
real.
Closing the gap strategy was put on the table. They said they put $1.6 billion to it. Let's see that going into cultural safe practice and services in regional, rural,
there's
remote areas. Let's see it.
Exactly. So you're fired up here, my sister, but, you know, so you should be.
Oh, I just think it's just, you know, how dare they turn around and say, oh, you know, we can't get Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to go and get the vaccine when they don't provide the safe space for us to do it. And they don't look at history.
Well, safe space is even a communication.
Exactly. There's bad communication.
Yeah, not come over and massage my shoulder.
Yeah.
Come and talk to me. I'm a person. I'm real.
I want to know, is my diabetes medicine going to be affected by what's in the vaccine?
Yeah.
I want to know, is my heart medication going to be affected by what's in the vaccine?
Yes.
You know, my family want to know, am I going to be okay?
Yep.
I've got comorbidities. You know, like, this is the real conversation that we need to hear happening. We don't hear that happening.
No.
And we need that happening so we can alleviate the fear. The thing is, the government continuously promotes fear instead of addressing the fear.
Yeah. Government has a lot to answer regarding that. I mean, they made a big drama, a big boo-boo in big mistake in regarding the Ruby Princess, for example. You know, and here we have, you know, the New South Wales government pushing for us to open up the borders here in Queensland. If you just wait a little bit longer, as you mentioned off air, with the Ruby Princess, sent all the people on their way. Could have waited a couple more hours to find out, you know, who's got the virus, who hasn't.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
It caused havoc.
It caused havoc all over Australia. And,
yes.
You know, Sydney is that international hub of where people fly in and fly out. The Delta strain came from an international hub, which was Sydney.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then Sydney's turning around saying, you know, we want you all to open the borders and let people do free travel. Thank you, Anastasia, for not opening the borders. I mean, you know, thank you so much.
Yeah. And she's sticking to her guns and people don't like the opportunity. I mean, look, we in Cairns are high in tourism. We're struggling, what have you, you know. But the fact that we're still here to struggle.
Right, you know. And
business-wise.
But see, people aren't looking at things like, you know, when somebody books on booking.com or whatever, people only have to give a 48-hour notice to cancel their booking. So if someone's booked way back 8 months ago, that booking is still on the cart and in someone's motel or whatever, and they can't open the room out because it's still technically a booking there. Yeah. There needs to be a policy shift so that people can actually say, all right, this COVID is happening. All right, let's be real. You need to, if you can't, you know, we need to make it like if you've got it in a COVID area, you know you're going to 6 weeks lockdown. You need to cancel the booking.
Sure.
You can't have this 48 hours where businesses up here...
Are hanging on that booking
and
in a lurch.
And there's all these people from Sydney and Melbourne when you can open that booking to people from Adelaide and Perth and Darwin, you know?
Exactly.
Well, and people in Queensland even.
Exactly, exactly. So what's behind COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy in Indigenous communities? We covered there's all different facets, isn't it? But there need to be more communication and real conversations at the table, you know, from hierarchies, from the medical industry and to our mob, especially in communities.
Yeah, and we need to see, like I said before, that cultural, we need to see cultural safe practices and we need to, you know, it's not just about ticking a box. Let's have a cultural respect framework in the hospitals that are actually being implemented.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, when you look at nurses or you know hospital staff who are working in that space, you're working there for health, for well-being. So communication with somebody in regarding respect and manners, what have you, that would be front and centre, and it's a no-brainer.
You know what? There is an ethical responsibility when you become you become a nurse or a doctor or a practitioner or anyone who works in health. You actually have an ethical responsibility to people for communication, for culture, for respect. And that is not being seen properly.
Oh, wow.
That's being breached.
And a professional, there you are, black woman, sitting in the waiting room, so to speak, ignored, then a Caucasian couple come in and then all over them.
All over them.
That's ridiculous. All over them like a rash, like a
but they can keep that rash. But
thank you, shut up. But there it is, my sister. Look, good yarn with you, Vanessa. Thank you very much. Social epidemiologist, and you're based up here in Cairns now. How long have you been here now, sis, back home?
About 3 months now.
3 months.
And loving it.
Loving it. So when you say based here for work, can you stay here or do you have to move back to Sydney or that's where you came from, didn't you?
Yeah, so I'm putting all the pieces together so I can just live and work from up here.
Oh, good.
Because my family's up here. It's easier. Okay. I don't have to stress about my parents. My parents don't have to stress about
me.
My family don't have to stress. And, you know, I love working up here and living up here. It's good.
And you've been away for a while.
Oh, yeah. Quite a few years.
So they're time to be
I already said I'm 50.
There you go. Thank you. Don't go there. We're on the same page. My sister, good yarn with you. Thank you for the yarn. All the best to you. We're going to please keep in touch.
Yes, I will.
We're going to need your professional advice and communication regarding COVID-19 and just being a professional and a black woman at that. So thank you very much. Girls can do anything.
Wow.
Wow. Too deadly. We'll talk soon, sister. Beautiful yarn there. Vanessa Lee Ahmed, her name is, social epidemiologist, and our conversation, what's behind COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy in Indigenous communities. And as Vanessa did point out, and a big shout out, hats off to our beautiful First Nation health organisations, doing a fantastic job, and we are doing our bit in regaining our communication and that safe yarning. And like I said, I mentioned Wood Chopping, fantastic, did another vaccine day on Saturday. We were out there with the outdoor broadcast, BBM, and over 300 spoke to Rachel, and the deputy CEO there, and also Dania, the CEO, and they were so excited about the turn up. And it wasn't a so-called stroll out, it was a deadly rollout in regard to the vaccine. So there it is, have that communication, have that yarn, let's protect our mob. Have you say Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, the deadly number 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM.
sister, listen to my song. Hear the sound of the doo-doo-doo and feel it in your soul.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Two Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. That was Dave Quinlan there, original Aboriginal. Yarn Up Song here, the Aboriginal fella is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have your saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother if you're shy, 0457 140 550. But don't act, that's not your walk. Give me a call, have you say, Yarn Up Strong. And otherwise, our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, headline news, top stories. Our New South Wales reports 935 new COVID-19 cases and 4 virus-related deaths. Victoria records 1 death as state COVID 19 cases climb to record numbers. News here, hydrogen boom, Queensland city to become export hub. Australia Post wants 1,000 more workers to cope with record volumes. And let's give the update as well regarding millions of Aussies get more cash as pensions and job seeker boosted from today. So there's the headlines here, and also COVID-19, Dan's Day, but ScoMo's big warning. And also let's look at the latest COVID cases, numbers, locations and alerts. Where we're at fully vaccinated in the country, we've got 46.7%, and we've got about 71.7% at least with one dose. Okay, and 46.7% is Australia's aged 16 and older fully vaccinated. New South Wales at 53%, ACT at 56%, Victoria 44% and 42% for Queensland, 44% South Australia, 42% WA, 48% in Northern Territory and 52% as Tasmania. Total doses given is 24,619,474 and doses for the last 24 hours, 227,036 cases, local acquired cases, last 24 hours, 1,590. Active cases, estimated, 19,530. And tests last 24 hours, amount of tests has been done, 205,869. So there we are regarding the figures and how we're sitting. We are all in this together is the phrase I use, is the phrase they've been using in the affirmation in regard to COVID-19. And we need to do our bit to look after ourselves and protect our families, our loved ones, our communities. But Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation, to your mob out there. If you're still sitting on the fence, talk to your First Nation Health Organisation. In this case here, Wuchop and Gundaja, also Punapima, Mamu. Plenty around, Mullingu, Two Deadly, have a yarn to your mob and have the conversation. Big shout out to the First Nation Health Organisations. Love you, mob. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Come on, life from the booth. I'm done. suburban background. We won't be steering any ship down on your palm. My life is different to yours. What are you worried for? You got the money, you got the love, you got it all, but you still don't stop.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
I've been down and out, but I won't let it get to me. From the past and now the future that I'm visioning, and my position is to get to high standards. But the way that life is, I don't really understand it. But I know that I got something, so I keep going. Music's helped me a lot, and then I've reached those. I do music for my heart and for my people, and I reach for the top of my game. All I ever dreamt of doing is just rocking the stage. It's like I'm stuck in a maze, trying to find a way out of the stress and struggle. This song is for the brothers that are in the same position, feeling the anxiousness to obtain a vision. Instead of selling drugs, make a better decision. But we know it's always hard to put food in the kitchen. Mama, papa, bitchin', and every day is still the same. And this is the story of a warrior, and I say I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. 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 I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior. I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land.
It's the way everyone treats each other these days, and all I ever seen is hate and betray. We'll let go or will it stay? We all deal with it from day to day. What am I supposed to say? Another family fight that never feels right, even though that it might. Ain't family supposed to be tight when you come home at night, hoping that your kids all right? Respect to my elders passed on, and to my elders still standing strong. I know if you got us, then nothing can go wrong. That's why I put my heart into this song, to let you know that your spirits will move on. I'm here to help the generations get the groove on. That's why we gotta stand strong, live as one, and have a little fun before the next generation has begun.
I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land. Rhymes, I'm off eating my raps, young warriors, reference from me black, Alice Springs is where I'm from, yeah, I'm from another country boy, got it going on, but I'm missing my homes, cause I'm running through the city lights, living a busy life, trying to dump my dollar price, but you hear a seller twice, I got a dream to make, selling tapes, can't wait, doing shows across the globe, making videos, I put a damn prayer for the love of hip hop, everybody get ready, cause the time for lift off, I split it kind of steady, so you know what's up, it's people on the record, getting down like raw, some I keep going. Down a stick road, no matter what the distance is, then the time is slow. I'ma put my mind to move, so you move some more, and I'ma keep my head up. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior. I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got
Yeah, Warrior for Life there, Jimbo. And the Young Warriors here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. What do we got? We've got about 13 minutes left on the program. Yarn up strong, add to the conversation. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. National Talk Black comes to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. That's land and air, as well as the sea. The big Great Barrier Reef out here to our right, to my right. And come up and join us, hang out with Nemo, your mob, and check out Deadly Country up this way. Do that. Support the tourist industry. Support our mob up here. And let's talk football. Yes, we got the big dance happening in the AFL Grand Final happening this weekend. Melbourne Demons up against Western Bulldogs. And that's happening at 7:15 p.m. On the Saturday night, 25th of September, over at WA at the Optus Stadium. So good luck to the winners there. And a big shout out to local winners here, AFL champions, and that's the City Lions. And they're at Holloway's Beach, did fantastic. Aaron Davey did a fantastic job, coached the team right through, and been here for the last 4 years and brought them out of the slump. Nearly closed the club down 4 years ago, but here they won their championship after 38 years, long time between drinks. There it is, but big shout out, congratulations, and commiseration going there to Saints in regard to the loss to the Lions. And it's fantastic at what they did there, and celebrate hard there yesterday, caught up with the guys, and yeah, still going hard, but it's about celebrating that deadly win, and beginnings half done, so fantastic. Let's talk NRL, the finals. Got the major preliminary finals happening this weekend. Friday night, Rabbitohs up against the Sea Eagles. Of course, the loser's out. The winner goes to the last dance, and to wait to see who they play on Saturday night in regards to the Melbourne Storms and the Penrith Panthers. And the loser's out, and the winners will go on to the grand final as well. So Storms looking at going for another grand final. They're the minor premiers from last year, and they defeated Panthers. And they thought that there was going to be another grand final of Storms and Panthers, but unfortunately Panthers lost in the semi-finals against Rabbitohs and had to go a long way around. They now meet Storms, and this is the so-called grand final here between the finalists last year. But yeah, may the best team win. There it is. Big shout out there to Guyula Mob there, Yarraba Seahawks, made it through to the semi-finals here in the CDRL, Cairns District Rugby League. So fantastic. Big shout out to your mob. And it's not over yet, so get back on the field, do what you need to do physically and mentally, and go hard in regarding your progress towards the grand final there. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Stuck in the middle.
Yeah, Better in Black. That's Thelma Plum here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong New Mob, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumber Group Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, today we're going to catch up Yarn now with Aboriginal lawyer, Deadly Sister Nicole Payton-Smith, talk about, well, it's No More and Free Legal Help for Survivors there, Yarn there. Nicole, good morning. How are you? Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm a Goongari woman from southwest Queensland.
Good, fantastic. So you're wearing the lawyer hat. We're talking about No More, free legal help for survivors. So lighten us, please.
We are a free national confidential legal service. We have lawyers, counsellors, financial counsellors, as well as Aboriginal engagement advisors. So we have people to talk to our people as well. I'm going to go off script. We help with getting our people access to redress for childhood sexual abuse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you're there for that support in the financial sense and the the mental sense and the support in this space, and asking our mob to come forward and seek that conversation, confidentially, as you mentioned, but a lot of work to be done in this space, yes?
Yeah, confidentiality is very important, and that's something that we hold close to us. We basically take our people's stories and we help them get access to redress for childhood sexual abuse.
Are we talking about culprits being institutions as such, yes?
Yeah, institutions. So an institution is something like... there are many versions of it, but basically something like... Okay, so Warrabinda or being in the missions or something like that, or the schools.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so how do people get in touch with you? No More is the name of the organisation, is that right? As in
That's
K-N-O-W?
That's right, K-N-O-W. Yeah, you can call us on 1-800-605-762.
762. The number again, 1-800-605-762.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And like I said, a confidential conversation, and just to massage that conversation, that's all, and help people with their confidence in telling the story, which is a heavy burden to have, but it's a safe space for that conversation, Nicole.
We understand that, and that's why we have Aboriginal workers, Aboriginal engagement advisors. Mm. I was an Aboriginal engagement advisor myself before I became a lawyer. We have two Aboriginal lawyers, and we try and respect our people and listen to their stories. And, it's difficult.
Exactly. Okay, so fantastic. So, and that's to all our mob out there, have that conversation, have that yarn, and you're there to support them. And if we go further regarding, well, the legality side of it, that's where you guys come into the frame of things as well.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a thing called the National Redress Scheme, which is what we do.
Okay.
But there's also, if our people want to go down another avenue, there's also a thing called a civil claim. And that's also an option. We advise on that. We don't do it ourselves personally. We only work with the redress claims.
Okay, fair enough. So 1-800-605-762 is the number. Get our mob to call your mob, and you're there to support them, Nicole. Thank you for the yarn and the update. We talk regularly here on the daily program, National Talk Black, so it's a good tool for our mob, and just to educate our mob that support help is here for them, yes.
We're always here to listen, so So if any of your people out there, our people, want to call us, please do.
Okay, too deadly. My sister, you take care, stay safe. We'll yarn soon. All the best to your mob there and your team there, okay, sis?
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole. Bye-bye-da. A deadly yarn there. Nicole Peyton Smith, her name is, Aboriginal lawyer, from No More, and that's K-N-O-W, No More, free legal help for survivors in regard to sexual attack and sexual perimeters that will happen to the mob. So the support is there for you. Murray, going to sign off for you, mob. Thank you very much for your company. Yarn up strong here, National Talk Black. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic. Abide by the rules, look after yourself. Let's go to Justin Wellington. Much love. Take us through to the news. Too deadly.